We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So weird, man. I haven't heard this song in years. And off the air, I was singing every word.
Yeah, yeah.
Keyword to cash is labor. L-A-B-O-R. We've been going through the Onion.com headlines today.
Oh,
my God. Saudis insist that journalist was dismembered before he left the consulate.
He was already dismembered, it said.
Oh, my God. By the way, I'm telling you right now, that, on a serious note, that is going to become a huge...
And I don't know why.
I don't know why it took a week for this to become a major story.
I don't either.
But maybe it's because they needed evidence. Maybe I don't know. But for whatever reason, we're talking about... He's not a U.S. national. He is not... a citizen of the United States, but he did live and he had a visa to live in the United States and work for a major American newspaper. Mm-hmm. And Turkey today said that they have video and audio evidence that he was not only murdered, but tortured before his murder and then dismembered.
Horrific story.
By the government of, allegedly, of Saudi Arabia?
Well, we know that he went in the building and never came out, according to...
Well, he may have come out, but on different cars.
According to his girlfriend who was waiting outside. But I don't know what does the government do? Because they asked today, will you stop selling arms to Saudi Arabia? And I believe the White House said no.
Correct.
Congress
could stop it.
Okay.
And Congress is saying that they're going to stop it.
Mm-hmm. It's just
Lindsey
so
Graham even
awful.
Went so far as to say this destroys our relationship with Saudi Arabia. If they murdered a journalist for no other reason than he was critical of the government, of the Saudi government, dismembered him after they tortured him. He went in, by the way, you asked yesterday, why did he go into the consulate?
Yeah, why?
It was to get a marriage certificate because he and his girlfriend were going to get married.
Oh, God. And she was nervous when he went in.
Stayed outside for 3 or 4 hours, waiting for him to come out, and
imagine?
He never did. No. All the while, less than 100 yards away from where you are, your fiancé is being tortured and then murdered, then dismembered. This is not the behavior of a civilized society. And how we continue normalized relations with Saudi Arabia is beyond me. I need not remind you that the vast majority of 9/11 attackers were Saudi Arabian.
We seem to have a strange relationship with that country.
Right?
I believe 13 of the 19 were mm-hmm. from Saudi Arabia, where they teach a very strict brand in their schools. What do we do with them? They killed, allegedly, somebody who lived or had residency in the United States. Somebody who worked for a major American newspaper. Somebody who dared to be critical of his own nation. God forbid. God forbid. And they murder and dismember him? And we're just going to act like we're still friends?
I don't know.
Is anybody going to say something about this?
Now, I was watching CNN last night. They said, is it believable Turkey claims they have evidence? Yes. But could they be lying to better position themselves for reasons X and Y? Yes.
You don't think they would have to provide the evidence? Not publicly.
Not publicly.
But at least to U.S. intelligence agencies? The CIA is going to say, listen, man, you say you've got video and audio inside their consulate. And by the way, don't think everybody doesn't do that. I guarantee you, we have bugging devices in every consulate in America. And the FBI is just going, wait, what do you say?
What's mind-blowing is that they just completely vehemently deny anything happened to him. Well, he hasn't been seen since he walked in.
They say he just went missing, mm-hmm. that he left
right.
on his own volition,
right.
and he went missing.
But they have images of him walking in. There's no image of him walking out. And I've never been inside of a consulate. I don't know. I'm guessing you can't just go roaming around a consulate.
Somebody says, Scott, before you get your panties in a bunch, why don't you wait for the evidence? Are you taking the side of the Saudi Arabians? Turkey says they have the audio and video evidence. Do you need to hear it before you believe it?
It says the audio recording in particular provides persuasive and gruesome evidence that a Saudi team dispatched to Istanbul was responsible for
his death. By the way,
there
were 17 of them. They left Riyadh. I saw this report this morning on Good Morning America. I believe it was 15 or 17. I can't remember the exact number. They get on a plane in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia at like 11 o'clock at night. They land in Istanbul at like 3:30 in the morning. They get into a sedan and an SUV. That sedan and SUV are next seen on camera pulling up in front of the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. 15 men get out. They're thinking that was the hit team, okay? Knowing that he was coming in that day to get his marriage certificate, paperwork, whatever you need. That same SUV was seen pulling into the consulate off of the street parking an hour after the journalist went into the consulate. They're thinking by now he's dead and dismembered, okay? Then that SUV is seen pulling out of the consulate compound, headed straight back to the airport. Everyone on that SUV and in the sedan get back on the plane in Istanbul, yeah. and that plane goes right back to Riyadh the same day.
Now, the business world That's has responded. Richard Branson says he is pulling out of two tourism projects and has suspended discussions about a $1 billion investment in Virgin's space companies, and other business leaders have started pulling out of a key conference.
Yeah, there's a big global conference
in late October.
CNN was supposed to sponsor it. They've pulled out. Everybody's pulling out. This is a big story. And I know people in Kansas City are like, all right, you're making my eyes glaze over. This is a huge story. It is.
Well, do you remember Daniel Pearl?
Yes, but that was in Pakistan. And that murder was committed by Al-Qaeda, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm just saying, I think there was at least similar coverage at the time of his disappearance. And I, as memory serves, it took a while for us to really know what it was that happened to him and the manner in which it happened
well,
to
his
him.
Head was
I
removed
know,
from his
you
body.
Don't have to say it. Good God.
But Daniel Pearl, and maybe this is the distinction, I don't know. Daniel Pearl was an American citizen who worked for the Wall Street Journal. Maybe they're thinking, well, he's a Saudi national who lives in the United States and writes for the Washington Post. You know, not that big of a deal. It is a big deal. When you have an ally like Saudi Arabia allegedly killing and then dismembering a journalist for no other reason than he's critical of the very country from which he comes.
Yeah.
Anyway. It defies logic how we can even remotely consider this country still a friend. It truly, oh, oil, I forgot, never mind. Somebody wrote in, oil is an incredible lubricant. Yeah, it can, bend over. Keyword to cash is labor, 72881, 72881. Rod Babcock, Kara Markser, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Dana Wright here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Head on into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Hey, ask to see the Atlas. If you are in the market for something that will haul seven people around, a whole lot of cargo in the back, ask to see that Atlas. It is so roomy. It doesn't look like a minivan, doesn't drive like a minivan. It also doesn't drive like a big clunky SUV. I love that car. I've been tooling around in that thing about 2 months. And go in and ask about it. Right now they have up to $5,000 off the new Atlases. And they are still doing the Axe Your Tax sale. That thing is huge. They know you don't like paying sales tax over there. Go to Volkswagen of Lee Summit. They will pay your sales tax for you when you buy any new or used car all month long. That sale was so popular, they've brought that back. You can get $7,000 off a Tiguan right now if you're in the market for something a little bit smaller. And they have leases as low as $99 a month. Go to VWLeaseSummit.com. VWLeaseSummit.com or head into Volkswagen of Lee Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road. You tell them you want to see Dana's car.
Robert Plant and the Honey Drippers. 1985, I believe, was the year this album came out. Scott. Oh, actually, from 0573, I'm glad you guys are talking about this. Thank you. 5490. Scott, Saudi Arabia is our strongest friend opposing Iran. They share a border and would be a powerful surrogate should military action against Iran be necessary. True on the Saudi Arabia is our strongest friend. I do not believe they share a border with Iran at all.
No, you're looking at the wrong person for that. Lindsey Graham is quoted as saying there will be hell to pay if the Saudis murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi. However, listen to the reply on this is hotair.com. The reply is no, there won't be hell to pay. And I speak for pretty much everyone in saying that. If 9/11 didn't break America's devil's bargain with the Saudis, nothing will. It says Graham does seem pretty fired up, but if 9/11 didn't do it, this ain't going to do it either.
Why are we, I mean, is it just oil? I thought we were energy independent. By the way, Saudi Arabia does not share a border with Iran at all. Iraq does, certainly. Aren't they a friend? Kuwait almost does. Aren't they a friend? Turkey does. They're a friend. Afghanistan, Pakistan, Turkmenistan, they all share borders. Saudi Arabia does not share a border with Iran.
He was wearing an Apple Watch when he disappeared, and authorities are trying to zero in on his movements using the data from the watch.
Why do we tolerate this? Is it strictly because of oil?
Well, because I think at this point, they're not 1,000% sure. They're 99.999999% sure. Turkish, it looks like a duck and acts like a duck.
Dana, Turkish intelligence officials have met. In fact, it's in this Wall Street Journal story today that I read. The Turks have met with American intelligence and said that it was recorded. Here's the story.
I don't deny that, but I think publicly, if you're saying why... I feel like they're going to say we need to wait until we know.
Here's the story, just a portion of it from the Wall Street Journal. The Turkish government has what it describes as audio, and this is the government of Turkey saying this, okay? Not some source, the government. The Turkish government has what it describes as audio and video recordings purporting to show that Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul and has shared the evidence with U.S. officials. The Turkish officials may release the evidence in coming days, according to sources, adding the recordings have been described by those who have reviewed them as evidence of a killing and are particularly graphic.
Listen to this. Before his disappearance, U.S. intelligence officials intercepted communications of Saudi officials discussing a plan to capture him, according to two people familiar with the information. The Saudis wanted to lure Khashoggi back to Saudi Arabia and then lay hands on him there. It is not clear whether the United States warned Khashoggi that he was being targeted. My guess is they did not.
He wouldn't have gone in.
For all of the obvious reasons,
he would not have gone into the consulate. Keep in mind, and I think consulates are the same as embassies in this regard, once inside, you are
untouchable. Aren't you supposed to be safe?
The for example, the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, for example, is American soil.
Owned. Yes. American flag. American soil. Yes.
If you are a Russian and you step into the American embassy, you are then under the jurisdiction and law of the United States, not Russia.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yes.
Do we have those here for other countries?
And yes.
So where are they?
Where are the consulates?
Are they all in Washington?
Hell, there's a Mexican consulate here in Kansas City.
Does Mexico own it?
I believe they do. I believe it is.
Do we have them for all countries here?
I don't know what consulates are in Kansas City. I know for a fact there's a Mexican consulate in Kansas City. Consulates in Kansas City. I am not the first person to type this in today. You have a consulate of the Czech Republic in Kansas City. Germany has a consulate here.
Germany has a consulate here?
Mm-hmm.
How did I not know this?
The consulate of Mexico in Kansas City is located... where is it located? Downtown. Switzerland has a consulate on the plaza. The German consulate is located in Leawood.
What?
Yep.
You've got to be kidding
and
me.
Of course it is.
So, no, wait. Let me ask you something. If you are German, you can walk into the German consulate in Leawood and do what?
It's in Prairie Village.
And do what?
Well, you could... I don't know why one would go into a consulate, to be honest with you.
Actually, it being in Prairie Village makes sense. Because, you know, they're real strict about the color of your house and what kind of shutters you could have.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
That makes sense.
I can't believe there's a German
consulate. Did Prairie Village once ban Jews from buying houses, too, like Leawood did?
I think so.
Because you would think if there was a German consulate anywhere in this area, it would be in Leawood, where Jews could not buy houses back in the day. I'm just stating the obvious.
Did you know there's a German consulate in Prairie Village?
I did not.
There's a Mexican consulate in downtown Kansas City.
I did know that. Is there a French consulate and Italian consulate?
I'm only seeing four. Mexico, Switzerland, because there are a lot of Swiss here. Germans, because...
there are?
No.
why does Switzerland have one here?
I don't know. They do.
Oh, Kansas City's lousy with the Swiss.
They're trying to improve relations.
All right, wait. Mexican, we've got the Germans one. We've got the Swiss
and the Czechs.
Why isn't there one for, South Africa?
Call them and ask. I don't know.
Did you have any idea these places were here? I had no idea.
I knew the Mexican consulate was. We talked to them multiple times.
Yeah. And I think when you're in the Mexican consulate, you're under Mexican law. 576-7798, Newsroom, Kara Markser.
A search underway for a driver missing in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. That's next.
Dana right here for Seal Wants KC. Once this rain gets out of here, if it ever gets out of here, call Seal Wants KC because winter is going to be here before you know it. They will come out, permanently protect and beautify all of those outdoor areas of your home that need it, your fence, your deck, your driveway. Their experienced team will come out, clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. Who wants to think about the cost of replacing that stuff? They offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration once that seal work's done. And how about your cracked and stained garage or basement floors? They got you covered there. They'll put that permanent polymer decorative coating down. Easy to clean, non-slip texture, comes in a variety of great colors, and will definitely bring that wow factor to your home. Call today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call, get a 20% discount. With Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com, call 816-942-3927 today.
A search right now underway for a missing driver in Virginia. This comes as the death toll from Hurricane Michael stands at 13.
Whether they got out safely, we don't know. As time goes on, that's not as promising, but the search and rescue is still going on.
Colonel Stephen Flaherty, the superintendent of Virginia State Police, say emergency workers have recovered the car, but not the driver. They're urging people to avoid driving into flooded areas. A man who lives in Republic, Missouri, has been charged with lighting his own home on fire, grabbing a rifle, and waiting outside because he was upset that his ex-wife was dating a firefighter. 35-year-old Jason Hawkins pleaded not guilty during his arraignment on charges of arson, unlawful use of a weapon, and resisting arrest. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
You know what's not smart? Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. But you know what is smart? ZipRecruiter.com/report. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't wait for candidates to find you. ZipRecruiter finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply. So you get qualified candidates fast. No more sorting through the wrong resumes, no more waiting for the right candidates to apply. And it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the United States. And right now, listeners to Dana and Parks can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/REPORT. ZipRecruiter.com/report. By the way, their rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. ZipRecruiter.com/report. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
A diminishing threat for showers as we're moving on through the next several hours with our system moving on out. We're going to keep our temperatures in the 40s and then fall into the upper 30s for tonight with some breaks in the clouds. Partly cloudy conditions on Saturday. We're in between systems, the high back to the upper 50s. Shot at rain returning Saturday night, a low near 40. Rainy and breezy conditions Sunday, the high upper 40s. Rain Sunday night and maybe a little wet snow mixing in. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
It is 47 right now at KCI, 48 in Lenexa, 47 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
Rod just told me he can't wait to go see this movie this weekend. Then I reminded him it doesn't open until November
2nd. I thought it was
nationwide.
Out this weekend. I thought it started Friday at a theater near me.
No. I believe it starts Friday, November 2nd at a theater near you.
Well, now what am I going to do this weekend?
I don't know. You're not going to watch the Queen movie.
They have released the name of the husband and father of two accused of killing two teenage boys in a wreck in Overland Park. I've been waiting on this. We knew it yesterday, but we were waiting on official confirmation. Overland Park police Thursday arrested the man they suspect of leaving a crash scene in which two young men died.
One from KCK, one was a student at Rockhurst, I think.
45-year-old Bradley Woodworth is charged in Johnson County District Court with leaving the scene of a fatality accident. Bond was set at $100,000. I thought, Scott, from the beginning, this would not be, unfortunately, a higher charge.
What would the charge be? What should it be? I said involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, negligent homicide or something like that.
They don't have negligent homicide in Kansas.
They have involuntary manslaughter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to make the argument that he had no idea anyone was injured when he left. That's what he's going to say. That I was afraid, that I was in this incident with another driver, and I was afraid for my safety, so I left.
Apparently has done pretty well for himself, has a nice home in Overland Park.
Lives off of...
Don't give the address.
I won't. It lives in Olathe, actually, Scott, but not far from where the wreck happened. Because keep in mind, this was way out on 150.
It's a nice
first
house.
So, you know, what's interesting, they've got a Google Maps street image of the home on the Star website, and there is a minivan looking suspiciously like the one involved in that wreck parked in the front driveway. He has had stories written about him before. He is a father of twin boys,
okay,
who would be about 12 today.
Why has he had stories written about
him? He was the subject of a community fundraising campaign after losing his job at Garmin after undergoing chemotherapy treatment for leukemia. And the Kansas City Star wrote about his situation in 2009. So he's a cancer survivor, a father of two. I said this yesterday. I said from the beginning I did not think this was going to be a teenager that left the scene of that wreck. I just, first of all, it was a minivan.
Yeah, there's your first clue.
It was going to be someone our age. But it just, you know, as sad and horrible as that story is, to me it makes it, it's just so much worse that it's an adult in this community who should have known better. He's a father of two sons and killed two teenage boys.
Allegedly.
I cannot get over that. Cannot get over that. But we will post that story on our Facebook page. If you're interested, check that out.
All right. Let's go to Ann in Overland Park. Ann, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I just called in because you were talking about how you wondered why we have such a relationship with Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning on MSNBC, Stephanie Ruhle did an entire segment on all the major American companies that are doing billions of dollars worth of business, both over there and over here. Everything from GE, Exxon.
Yeah.
On companies like Logitech.
Do you think they'll pull out because of this?
No, God, no.
No.
Okay. It's one thing for Richard Branson to pull out. I mean, he doesn't need any more money, but I wonder if other companies will follow suit. And I agree with you, Ann. I think sadly the answer is probably no.
Well, no. Let's all step back from the ledge. This is a serious story. I get it. It is reprehensible. Some sort of, if it turns out that these Turkish officials are telling the truth, that they have audio and video evidence that he was tortured, murdered, and then dismembered. Clearly, sanctions have to be imposed on the nation of Saudi Arabia. But this idea that American companies need to start backing out of Saudi Arabia, do we back out of Russia? Did Exxon, of which, full disclosure, I own some stock, did Exxon back out of Russia?
Well, no. Back to 9/11. If the companies didn't back out after that, and I'm not minimizing or diminishing what happened at the consulate allegedly here, if we didn't back out after 9/11, I agree with the author on that website. There's nothing that's going to come out of
this. There are plenty of countries around the world that on any given day do something that we find reprehensible. That doesn't mean that every American company in that country that has infrastructure, employees, investments, and needless to say, stockholders back home for which they have to please, needs to pull up stakes and leave a country because that country is accused of doing something that we don't like. I think that's ridiculous. Exxon has no business pulling out of Saudi Arabia. They have a business to run. Saudi Arabia allegedly killed and dismembered a journalist. That is inexcusable. That is reprehensible. That has nothing, Stephanie Ruhle from MSNBC, nothing to do with the corporation of ExxonMobil. Al in the Northland. Hello, Al.
Yeah.
Hi there. Go ahead.
Hi.
You were asking about consulates. It's my understanding that consulates are placed in a foreign country, i.e. Germany's consulate is in a foreign country to it, and they place it in areas where they have large number of their own citizens so as to serve them. They can go in and renew passports and so on. That's what America does.
Sure.
In fact, Great Britain had a consulate here from about 1915 till the late 60s because in 1915 they came over here to buy mules for the First World War, and it just kind of stuck for a while. But it's my understanding consulates are there in larger countries to serve the interests of their citizens, so they don't have to go to Washington, D.C.
Well, let me ask you a question now. Number one, I want to become an American consular in Germany or somewhere cool over in Europe. Number two, let's say that you're the Czech consular here in Kansas City, okay? They have an office just south of the plaza. So presumably you go to the consulate every day, you're the consular, you might have a secretary. What if no Czech Republic citizen walks in on any given day? Do you just sit behind a desk for 8 hours?
That is a great question.
I have no idea.
Because you're not the ambassador.
I'm just giving you my general understanding of why a consulate is placed where it is.
Okay.
It's to serve the citizens of the country of the consulate in the foreign country.
But yeah. Al, would you have guessed that there were more Swiss citizens in Kansas City than, say,
Russian?
Russian or
Canadian?
Don't we have a huge population from
Honduras?
Honduras, but there's another one. Not Yemen, there's another one. They just did an article about
Ethiopia.
It in the Kansas City Star. Ethiopia. I guess the bigger question is, how do you decide, and then who gives up the land? If you're Prairie Village, do you say, look, we've already given up 30 feet by 50 feet.
Well, you don't give it up. They buy it.
To Germany. We're not giving up any more land because now Italy wants to come open shop.
Well, I want to be a consular because I would, and I want to be in a really remote city so I don't have to do anything.
You want to be a consular in Hoyt, Kansas.
No.
For the country of
Uzbekistan.
Mm-hmm.
No, we want to work at the American consulate somewhere in the Bahamas.
Yeah, that's where we want to go.
I think there needs to be an American consulate in Turks and Caicos that plays heavy metal music all the time.
That's right. That's what I think, too. I would be the consular. Rod, you could be my assistant consular in Turks and Caicos.
I would assist you. I would assist you well, sir.
We would just sit there all day waiting for Americans to come in that never come in.
My as assistant, my job is to make sure the drinks stay cold and the music keeps playing.
That's right. And my job is to go test the water at the beach and report back to the United States that it's wonderful here. Come stay.
Water's still clear and wonderful.
Looks good. What, I mean, seriously, what does the consular from the Czech Republic, I've lived in this town for 32 years. I ain't never met a Czech here in town.
That's why when Al said it's based on larger population centers, maybe there's a hidden Czech community here that we didn't know about. There might be.
And I would volunteer to be the Czech consular.
Hang on, let's look up Kansas City's largest. What would you call it? Foreign population or
foreign. What were you about to say? Imported population?
No, immigrant population.
Oh. No, just say foreign.
Okay,
I think that's fair.
I don't think it's going to
just
be
type
Czech.
In. They took our jobs
because I would guarantee. Largest alien population that took our jobs in Kansas City. Type that in.
Oh, you'll get results.
Stop it.
Mexicans.
All right, I'm looking. We got China, Vietnam, Philippines.
This message approved by Chris Kobach.
We have, according to the 2015 census, standby.
Yeah, there's a lot of Vietnamese. Didn't you get your nails done by one?
And
refuse to pay her?
The Kansas City metropolitan area was home to an estimated 135,000 immigrants as of 2015. So how many consulates do we have? I'm sorry, four?
Four.
So, and keep in mind that 135,000 is going to be more than people who fall in those four categories. So if we have 135,000 immigrants, stand by. What's that divided by four?
Maybe about 32,000.
If they all fit within either German ancestry.
I would bet that a large portion of them are Mexican.
Yeah, but probably not all 135,000.
Probably about 132.
I disagree. I disagree with you.
I know. I'm kidding.
70% of immigrants, 95,000, lived in the counties of Jackson and Johnson. 18% reside in Wyandotte.
Okay. I don't care. I'm trying to become a consular somewhere. That's all I want to do. I want to be a consular. And Rod, you can be my assistant.
I will do well.
Here we go. 33% of the immigrants in the Kansas City area were born in Mexico. 33%. Now listen to this. After Mexico, the four largest source of countries.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Vietnam.
Yes.
China.
Yes.
One more.
It's a big one.
Russia.
India.
India. Damn it. I should, of course.
So I understand what Al was trying to say, but our largest population of immigrants are Mexico, China, India, Vietnam, Philippines. So if it goes by population, it would stand to reason we would have a consulate for those countries. We don't.
A lot of them are illegal. I would bet No.
They are not.
I bet a lot of them are. I bet if you're an illegal immigrant, you cannot get representation from the consulate.
The majority of the immigrant population is lawfully present in the United States.
Lies.
70% of them.
Lies.
Sorry.
Lies. Do you eat with that same mouth?
Sorry that the truth hurts.
Do you kiss your husband with that lying mouth?
If you or a parent is looking for a fun and gorgeous retirement community, Silvercrest at Deer Creek in South Overland Park, Silvercrest at Ridge View wants to talk to you. They have month-to-month apartment homes available right now with gorgeous wooded views, 24/7 on-site security, and all of the amenities of today's modern retirement community. This is a carefree lifestyle in the heart of beautiful Overland Park without the burden of maintaining a home. One- and two-bedroom apartment homes are available now for anyone over age 55. You do have to be 55 or older, and traditional assisted living services are there, too, if you need that. Ask any resident over the age of 55. They'll tell you, we wish we would have done this years ago. 681-1101 is the number to call, 913-681-1101, or SilvercrestKansasCity.com, SilvercrestKansasCity.com.
It smells like death in here.
So I have a child who has decided to go pescatarian.
Oh.
So we're eating a lot of natural fruits and vegetables and eggs and, you know, all of this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so
I know a church where they can pray that away.
I made eggs this morning, and I bring them in and I heat them and I eat them, and they're so good.
I'm telling you, if that's what it smells like on the outside, I don't even want to know what it smells like the next time it's on the outside.
You want to hear something funny? I made cauliflower soup, which I know sounds awful, but it's the best thing you've ever had in your life.
No, it's not. It's awful. You can sell it. You can tell me it's good,
right?
But like, it's not. You're lying.
You're like your friend Barb.
Oh, yeah. She eats kale. I don't eat
kale. Oh, my gosh. She came in with a kale shake one time. When she filled in for you, and she's like, oh, you've got to taste it.
No one
it's
who
delicious.
Eats kale actually believes it's good. They just like talking about it. So I made this cauliflower soup puree, and Chris comes out. You know, he's like a hamburger guy. He's pretty like, his palate is not very advanced.
Didn't
and he comes
you put
out
him on
goes,
some weird diet recently?
He goes, honey, what is that smell? Oh, my God. I go, it's cauliflower soup. I said, you're going to love it. He looked at me like I was crazy. He goes into the laundry room and he's ironing his shirt, Kara. And I hear him in there going, and I hear him go, God, I'm going to be sick. I will say this about cauliflower soup.
It stinks.
It makes the kitchen
it's
smell.
Horrible.
It's so good.
What's that Jim Gaffigan line where he says, if I found out tomorrow that kale cured cancer, I'd be like, nah, I'll take the chemo.
He's so funny.
That's fantastic.
He does a whole thing, and we should post this because I tagged you in it, Rod, about the leaves falling.
Oh, my God, that was great.
Let's go look at the foliage. And we were just talking about leaf peeping the other day. He does a whole thing where he makes fun of people who go out and watch basically the death of leaves.
Yes, look at the leaves dying.
Look at them dying.
Falling to their death.
Keyword to cash is tornado.
Oh.
Keyword to cash is tornado. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Your keyword is tornado.
At five, I think it's death toll.
Right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marks, sir.
Happening now on KMBZ. Charges now filed in a deadly hit-and-run crash. More next.
Dana right here for Dr. Tague. He would love my cauliflower soup, by the way. The Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. Give Dr. Tague a call. You are going to love medically managed weight loss and the things that, yes, you can eat when you are on the program with a real medical doctor who is there every step of the way to help you get to the bottom of your metabolic struggle. The number to call, 913-814-8222 for your private appointment, 814-8222. That consultation is free, by the way. You know, I got a girlfriend down more than 50 pounds since she walked into those doors. Or check them out online. Go to TagNutrition.com, TagNutrition.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.